Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Bill Clarico, who is CEO of WePay. Hey, Bill, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Karen. Really excited to be here.
So excitement abounds at WePay. There's a significant new product launch that you're announcing today. Tell us what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, a couple years ago, we made the choice at WePay to focus on what we call platform businesses. And platform businesses are, you know, instead of a traditional e-commerce retailer that maybe, you know, like a Walmart.com that's selling just a bunch of items online out of their warehouses, you know, we saw there's this really big trend towards platforms. And platforms are these, you know, online software companies and websites and online platforms that facilitate payments between buyers and sellers. So, you know, a marketplace is a great example of that. A crowdfunding site is a great example of that. And there's a whole bunch of small business software that's a great example of that as well. You know, you can imagine an online invoicing company has a bunch of buyers and sellers. And we noticed that there was a really sort of unique and exciting payment opportunity serving those platforms. You know, it wasn't just a traditional kind of credit card processing relationship. They had these three-party transaction dynamics where you'd have to charge a buyer and pay a seller, and the platform would have to take a cut of that transaction. And so a couple of years ago, we built a payment platform geared towards serving that use case and had a lot of success with that. Today, you're really pumped to announce is WePay Clear. And really what we've heard time and time again from our partners is that they love having us in the middle of these transactions. They love how easy it is. They love how we take on all the risk of fraud and loss. But they really wanted to have their brand front and center and not have the WePay brand in the middle of those transactions. And so WePay Clear is sort of that same payment platform processing service for these marketplace companies, but done in such a way where WePay is behind the scenes and we're kind of managing that risk at arm's length. And it's been a long process. We've been working on this all year because it's really challenging to manage that risk at arm's length and still deliver a great user experience. But we're really excited to kind of announce it to the world today. And our launch partner is, you know, one of the kind of market leaders in online invoicing and cloud accounting, FreshBooks.
Wow. Well, that is big news, and as you point out, platform businesses are really interesting businesses, but they're also very complicated to serve in many different ways. But WePay Clear is entering a space that's got some pretty well-established competitors that are doing it, certainly not on a white label basis, but they're doing it already. So Alipay, PayPal, Klarna. What specifically makes you different?
Yeah, so it's kind of fundamentally about risk management for these marketplaces. So, you know, think about a traditional credit card processor like, a Vantiv, a Heartland, First Data. You know, they'll sell credit card processing to a marketplace, and that marketplace will, you know, integrate and charge credit cards, take custody of that money, pay out their sellers on the back end, and they kind of have to build this whole system around that. But really, the toughest part of that whole process is protecting themselves from loss. Because a buyer can charge back that original transaction at any time for really any reason. You know, they didn't like the item they got. If their card was charged fraudulently, kind of, et cetera, et cetera. And so being in the flow of funds really exposes these platforms to a lot of loss. What WePay does is it removes them from the flow of funds, but it still gives them that the advantages of that great user experience that they want, that they would get if they built it themselves. So we're kind of giving them the best of both worlds. We call it our two thumbs up value proposition. No risk of fraud loss and a great user experience. And that's kind of fundamentally different than what everyone else in the industry offers. They'll either offer help with risk management, but a really intrusive user experience, or no risk management, but kind of a seamless user experience. There's no one else that kind of gives the best of both worlds. And so that's what our product is designed to do.
So why did you step into the business of risk management? I mean, pretty risky, especially for a young company. What are you doing to actually make sure that things don't fall down around you in the risk management process? You're protecting your merchants, your buyers and sellers, but how are you protecting yourself?
Yeah, so when we originally launched the company 6 years ago, we were focused on helping friends pay friends. And our risk management system at the time was literally me. I would manually review transactions to make sure that we weren't exposing ourselves to loss. So not scalable at all. At the time, it was remarkably effective, but not too scalable. And so, you know, over the past 6 years, we've gotten really, really good at managing that risk. You know, we've built a bunch of software to help manage that. We've worked closely with our partners to share data to help us manage that. We actually have named our risk system called Veda, and really Veda is built to analyze the risks associated with individuals acting as buyers and sellers. And so we have a tremendous amount of experience underwriting risk in this area, you know, originally for ourselves and, you know, now for many years for our partners. And that's really a capability that really is what our whole value proposition hinges on, that we're so good at underwriting the risk of these transactions that we can do a far better job than any one company could on their own, because we have such a broad look at the industry and such a tremendous amount of data and experience that we're going to make better decisions every time than our partners would on their own.
And so you feel that this is a pretty unique space that you've carved out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think if you look at e-commerce generally, it's a pretty big market. But, you know, if you look at these platform businesses, you know, it's a smaller segment of e-commerce, but it's absolutely the fastest growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, you look at the successes of, you know, Airbnb and Uber and Etsy and Kickstarter and, you know, GoFundMe and a bunch of these other different platforms. The growth rates on these companies is absolutely mind-boggling. You know, you have large companies growing 2, 3, 4, 5x year over year. And it's because of the inherent powerful network effects in marketplace businesses. And so, you know, we really believe that just as in the past 5 years, we've seen the transportation industry get revolutionized, the hotel industry get revolutionized. You know, we think looking forward over the next 10 years, that's going to happen to more and more industries. And this is a really valuable and unique place to play in the market.
So when you say that this is a white label solution, what's the user experience like? So let's say I'm on one of these marketplaces and I want to pay. What happens?
Yeah, exactly. That's a great question. So I think the best way to kind of talk about it is just an example. So one of our existing partners and has been a partner for a long time is, one of the largest crowdfunding platforms called GoFundMe. And so when you go to collect money on GoFundMe, as part of that registration process, you're actually creating a WePay account. And so we're sort of sharing that user experience. And that's the way our product has been built for the past several years. And we've constructed in such a way that it's very intuitive and easy, but there still is that WePay brand as part of that sign-up process for the person collecting money. With WePay Clear, that will completely go away. So it can, you know, the whole WePay back end will exist underneath that GoFundMe layer, and GoFundMe, you know, has complete control over the whole user experience if they wanted to use WePay Clear. And that's true for the seller signing up, and it's also true for the buyers going through it at checkout. So the platform itself has full customization over, you know, all aspects of their user experience, which is great for them. They want to have that kind of control. Previously, we had certain requirements and touch points that we had, and now those are going away.
So, Bill, my question is how you get to market. So, obviously, you're going to market through channels. Some of the channels that you would perhaps be thinking about going to market through might view you as a competitor. How are you going to solve that problem?
We used to have a direct business, which was our group payments business, and we were used for crowdfunding and things like that. And then we had our API business where we were working with these partners, you know, I think you're rightfully calling channel partners. So in January of this year, we actually made the really tough decision to shut off all of our direct business. So it was actually, we took a 40% revenue haircut to shut down all of those direct products. It was a pretty brave decision at the time. I think, you know, in hindsight, it was absolutely the right one. You know, our API revenue has grown 4x year over year, far dwarfing any sort of direct revenue that we would have had even in our wildest dreams. And so making that decision to get out of those competitive businesses to focus on our partners was a tough decision, but absolutely the right one.
What you have to do right now is make sure that you are getting developers and innovators to really understand what you're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a partnerships team that works really closely with a number of the top platforms in the market, helping educate them about our solution. And we have a very targeted approach. There's about 2,000 of these platforms out here, and our mission is to be a trusted partner to all of them. And we sort of have, you know, very kind of comprehensive database, and we work very closely to get to know these guys.
Well, Bill, congratulations on really making such a phenomenal move in the market and to doing the kind of thing that certainly will drive your business, but also drive innovation in a space that I agree with you is really exploding and taking off and really would be impossible to scale absent an ability to really enable payment as part of that experience. So continued good luck to you.
Thanks very much. You know, really love your newsletter and podcast, and I appreciate you having me on today.
Thank you, Bill.